Hey, welcome to Love Success. I'm your host, Laurie, and we're going to talk about antidote to hustle. Now, imagine how your life would have evolved. And from an early age, you were told to put more effort into areas where you did well and rather than where you struggled. As a perfect little concept, for most of my life, of course, music was my big thing, and I was well known in the music industry. Now, from that, I wasn't expecting a vinyl record. But when things changed over the years, because of course of my health, I decided to be a life coach. Because of my difficulty of my health, it made it realistic to look after myself and do what I can. And there I was for years, putting all my effort into my subject of coaching. I had no way of dealing with it, knowing where to go or how to go about it, but we learn. And while my true passion came to life between my music and coaching, and went down the rabbit hole, as you could say. It's been a battle in the music industry. It's a bit of a challenge, but it was a miracle that somebody actually decided to create a vinyl record for me, and that was the most popular song in history of my career. So, Chill in My Vein was a very well-known song, which was great to see, because my brother would be proud of me by now. That was an achievement, huge success. So, you know, we all have a certain amount of weaknesses in life, and I simply had no time to study where to go. But what if my teacher of basically coaching, how she told me to kind of find means and ways, you know, it's not that simple really, actually, in that kettle of fish, as you could say. So really, it is difficult, and we all have these difficulties. Really enjoy the science of CBT. Why don't you encourage the other person to put more effort into that area that they are passionate about? It makes sense, doesn't it? Especially in the likes of what I went through when it comes to my music or anything creative. How would your life look if you put most of your effort into subjects that you loved the most, that you enjoyed doing? And that's something I've done naturally, is my coaching online. How would you understand the success then? Would you still basically, you know, deal with blood, sweat and tears in it? Or maybe it would be something that could easily be even naturally? I certainly do not want to say that we never need to put in any effort or do the hard work, but indeed we do. I didn't get my golden medal out of my music, but playing around, and I had my share of it, of sleepless nights and my health of my epilepsy involved, you know, yet hustling cannot be your default regime. It's unsustainable. And what is the alternative you can make? Well, let me introduce you to the concept of flow versus resistance. At the given time, you can be in one of the two states. You can be in a state of flow or in a state of resistance. Resistance is a battle. It's horrible. Rest is flow. But you don't apply any effort to rest your body and mind, Hustling is a state of resistance. You need to apply effort to hustle. It's like swimming upstream battle. And naturally, rest is not only a state of flow. Hustling is not the only state of resistance, but if you master the skill, which is entitled an achievement, through resistance, applied effort, you can later perform that skill in the state of flow with no effort at all. Some people are naturally like that, I guess, you know. I've come across musicians like that, but if you've been riding a bike since childhood, you can ride it without any resistance and any flow. Even the first few times you had to go through a lot of resistance and battling with gravity and learning to balance. You know, default regime is for success and achievement and hustling. And introduced to the concept early on in my career, you know, we all have these experiences in life. And whenever I was asked to, however, to do anything in the music industry, is not easy. It is a challenge, but we get there in the end. Especially when it comes to editing music videos, it takes hours to edit and create and film. And so I'm not busy 24/7, but because it didn't make sense to biologically be that, you know, busy, but how do you achieve anything if you don't hustle? The answer is naturally is by doing the exact opposite of hustling, by creating a state of flow. Flow is a state that has been fairly well researched and discussed. It is a little hard to grasp, but because it feels like it is out of our control and logic, understanding and hustling, efforts, hard work, hours, sweat, blood and tears, as they could say, created a regulated and simple calendar or planner. But flow is a state of needs that needs to be created, introduced, and cannot be simply switched on to clear ritual. According to Stephen one of the world's leading experts of optimizing performance, empirical and evidence show that people are 5 times more productive when they operate in a state of flow. And so my alternative to hustling is surfing. You must have seen surfers gliding on the ocean before. So we all have this concept, right? So once the wave comes, you grab it and you go with it as fast as you can. That's what I teach, and that's what I've done before myself. So when motivation, creativity, reap results and hardcore working and point of burnt out, I know. Think of it in this way: since you are 5 times more productive when you work in state of flow, you get it done. So, you know, we all have these things in life. So here's the reflection points. Your exercise today is called finding your superpowers. Make a list of your superpowers, list at least 10, and these can be your skills, character traits, or things that you are really good at, like being supportive and finding humor in a difficult situations, and sending emails to at least 10 people among your friends, family, colleagues. Ask them to tell you your 3 superpowers and wait for the answers. And next to you, to your own list of 10 superpowers, write down what superpower other people see in you, and compare the 2 lists which superpowers doesn't, or does, the world see in you, which you are also aware of? And which superpower do you think you have, but you have not shown them to the world yet? Which superpower did you not realize you had, but your friends and colleagues and family can see in you? So really, write down in a journal and really get to know yourself like that. I hope this serves you and helps you guys to understand this concept, because hustling is a different concept altogether. Flow is a creative state. So, you know, creating our weakness and embracing it, and our strength, trust ourselves and respect our own truth, only then we do see a glimpse of actual right direction when we acknowledge it. So I hope this serves you and helps you guys, and I will see you in the next episode. Thanks for joining me.